Hi, I'm Sheila, and welcome to the Arran Minipod series, where we want you to hear from islanders about their villages, what makes the Isle of Arran special for them, and also what sort of things you might like to enjoy when you visit. This time we're right up at the north end of the island, and we're going to hear a little bit about the village of Lochranza. Lochranza is also a gateway to the entire mainland, with the wee ferry, as the islanders call it, running between Argyll and Arran daily. Chris is a co-director of Lochranza Centre, a community interest company. He's also involved in the village committee, and as a North Ender, he is happy to tell us about his home village.
I think in a small space, in a small place, we've got a unique mix of wildlife and scenery. Everything that you might want to see in Scotland, the wildlife generally referred to as the Big Five, you'll find that by walking around in Lochranza within an hour. It's all there for you. Quite a lot of them are passing through, so they might be passing through cyclists, they might be on the coastal walk, they might be heading through to Kintyre. We get a lot that are visiting the distillery as well. They're doing a wee tour round Arran and Lochranza. It's a stop on their way. We've got a pitch and park course campsite. The wildlife, if you want to see red deer on Arran, you're guaranteed to see them in Lochranza, probably on the golf course, strangely enough. The distillery's absolutely fantastic. It's got a great cafe in it as well. A little walk round the loch and you'll see the seals, you might even see some otters. The Siamese station at the pier is great for all sorts of things. Lochranza Castle is definitely worth a visit. You know, it's been sat on that wee strip of land for 700 years. It's quite a photogenic spot. Certainly in terms of the things that you want to see in Scotland, a little castle sat out in a sea loch, doesn't really get better than that. There's plenty of walks for the energetic. You can get yourself up behind the distillery, up Gleneason and up into some of the higher hills. But there's just some nice little strolls round the loch itself, around to Ferry Dale, have a wee look at the geology. The Ferry Dale is an old kind of fishing settlement, but it's got some fantastic geology round about it as well, and it's a nice easy walk. You've also got on the way to Ferry Dale, you've got the Stone Man's Craft Shop, the Wynn's Craft Shop, which should be on your list if you're visiting Arran anyway, never mind Lochranza. It's quite a unique little craft shop. The Arran is most definitely building up a bit of a reputation in terms of the fairies and the elves and all sorts of things. There's some fantastic legends surrounding the place.
Thanks for that, Chris. So, loads to do in Lochranza, and the only thing I think Chris didn't mention was the amazing activities provided at Lochranza Centre, which is also home to the Geopark Hub. Pop in next time you're in Arran. Feel free to join us again to hear about more villages and check out our social media using hashtag WeAreArran. For more information, visit visitarran.com/CFLB.